we have got that really long summer period here in Ireland where many people would be staying in Ukrainian-speaking centres, and that would inhibit their ability come September. You know, they might even slightly lose the English that they've had already, not be able to access adult English classes, and for the children as well, you know, that ability to go out, sustain those friendships and become part of the community here in Inishowen. Our challenge is transport. Now, again, throughout this period, we've been working with Localink to ensure that where transport is required and is not in place, that we have a process to apply for that. Up to this point, we've managed to bring a number of our Ukrainian hubs together for intercultural events. This has continued, of course, and that great commitment for those local groups to be involved has sustained. But we have found that during the summer, of course, where the school transport no longer exists, that there is a gap in provision. We continue to work with Localink to find best solutions to those areas, but it is the nature of rural Inishowen and rural Donegal that the transport network doesn't connect as well as it potentially could. So at the moment, we have tried to find our solutions locally